Hey everyone, it's your girl Jane JC, and welcome to my podcast. So today we're going to be talking about trauma. I'm not going to go too deep into trauma because it is a very, it's a very in-depth topic. And I am by no means a professional, a therapist, psychiatrist, anything of that nature. So please take what you want from it and leave the rest. Trauma is such a serious topic, and I feel like in today's society we use the word so loosely. Everybody's like, oh, I'm traumatized, this, that, and the other. And it's like, really? Like, just because you couldn't get this item that you've been longing for in the store, now you say you're traumatized? Like, that's not traumatized. So the more that we loosely use certain words or certain identifiable ways for illnesses, it's like the less it becomes that more meaningful, you know? If somebody says they're truly traumatized, like, we should take that seriously, you know? And not just the new generation saying that they're traumatized because they didn't get a pair of Jordans or something like that. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous, and I think as a society we need to do better. Now, with the word trauma, it comes with so much, it comes with so much baggage and so much issues with that. For trauma, you got emotional trauma, you got physical trauma, you got spiritual trauma, you have so many different types of trauma, and I feel like if you are a full grown adult, you have dealt with some type of trauma. And it's not to come off as like, oh, I know everything, but I know as a full adult that you have experienced some type of trauma, whether it was from childhood trauma, from work, school trauma, relationship trauma, family trauma. There are so many things in our lives that we have experienced some type of trauma. And when trauma happens, I feel like naturally in our minds, it, like, we keep it in our minds, whether it's in the forefront or the back of our minds, the trauma stays there, especially if we haven't addressed that issue, if we haven't healed from that issue, the trauma will always be there. And there's certain things that will trigger that trauma. So let's say, for example, oh, when you were younger and you were in school, you got bullied, right? And you never really spoke about it. You never got to work through it and heal from it. That bully trauma is in your brain. And so as you go through life, there are going to be certain periods of possibly where it reignites that childhood bullying situation, right? So let's say, like, in your young adult years, you start a job and now somebody at work is coming off as a bully. Like, that's going to trigger you. And it depends on whether you have grown to be like, you're going to address this bully, or you're going to be very submissive and succumb to the bullying, right? So that flight or fight response is going to ignite, and it could cause you to be truly submissive in that sense. Like, you'll just be feeling like the little kid, you, like a kid again, like you were when you were little, being bullied by somebody. So, and I give that example because that is something that is very common among many types of people that have at one point or another been bullied as a child. And another example would be, still on the bullying, which I don't condone at all. I think it's terrible. I think it shows a person is so weak that they need to be bullying other people. if you are somebody that is a victim of bullying, please seek help. Please speak to a parent, a family member, a support group, a doctor, Google, like helplines and things of that nature. Don't ever let a bully take advantage of you and make you feel less than, because you are absolutely and worth more than anything. So please just know that you're worth, you are truly worthy and truly loved. Okay, so moving on. Trauma. Everybody has had trauma. And if you say you haven't had trauma, then you must be a newborn baby. And that is just my opinion. And I'm just going to stand by that. And if you were to like write down certain situations, or perhaps you don't think you've been traumatized, but if you refer back and you were to write down like certain situations that have this negative feeling, that brings out a negative feeling, that could very well be the trauma. And I think it's important that people acknowledge the certain traumas that they have and to address it and to heal from it so that they could truly move on and be the better selves in all aspects of their life. You know, being in denial and avoidance are definitely signs of coping mechanisms, which I'm not going to get into today. But I just want to address the trauma, in that as an adult, I think seeking help, seeking therapy of some sort to help with dealing with certain traumas and triggers of that nature, of those negative experiences, I think that would be really beneficial. And I don't want to be just somebody who is going to be preaching this and talking about this and not actually trying to seek it for myself. So just know that I'm on this journey and hope that you will be too. It's your girl JJC. Toodles.